Wellness begins where play, pleasure, and the parasympathetic meet. You were born to be you, and you were born to be well. Your body is always trying to find its way back to health. Now, here's the host of Your Healing Playground with Dr. Tina Coopersmith.
Welcome, my friends. Welcome to Your Healing Playground, a place where we play with health. This is Dr. Tina Coopersmith. I am your witchy doctor, your speaker, coach, change advocate, whatever you want to call me. I love to play. We are on the Inspired Choices Network because we also like to inspire. Today, my episode is called Let's Play with Play. And how do you like to play? And I'm going to start with even just playing with the word play and the play on words, because play is can be thought of as how do children play, as opposed to like an opposite to work. But also we know there are plays on stages, right? And I invite you that life is your personal play. You are writing the book of your life every day with every decision and every experience you have. You get to choose your script. You get to choose the actors who are in the script with you. You direct it. You produce it. You even choose who supports you in your production, right? Who do you surround yourself with that are your supporters and your detractors, right? Do you surround yourself with people who are throwing tomatoes at you and rejecting you? Or do you have good marketing? And I don't mean in your business. I mean the people supporting you in your life, right? And when we think about plays, we can remember there are so many rewrites, revisions, and reproductions and prequels and sequels. And I want you to get creative with your life, because your life is your play, and it's kind of funny, but if you think about it, you're making experiences and memories so that when you're sitting on a rocking chair, or perhaps in that near-death experience or that death experience when they say your life flashes before your eyes, there are moments that you remember, and those moments are seared in your memory, and hopefully during your life you've worked through them. And it's funny because I'm using the word work, but I really invite you that you've played through them. You've worked through the challenges of difficult times, and you've seen and held the nuance of the stuff that was a struggle, that was work, that was difficult, actually perhaps springboarded you into a new chapter of your life that gave you even more joy and amazement. And if it didn't, if it somehow tumbled you in the weeds and the rabbit hole of life into the depths of despair, what did you learn from that? And did you find... It's funny how we connect human to human through both joy and laughter and comedy. And there's a whole book called Bittersweet about how humans connect through grief and sadness and vulnerability and the minor keys in the music world, not the major melody happy keys. So we connect through happiness and grief. And sometimes those low points in your life are the connectors between the high points in life, right? When you watch a movie, you know, there's always act one and act two, and the music builds at the end of act one and the horrible thing happens, and then they have growth in act two and resolution, right? And life is like that. It's hills and valleys. And you are creating your play as you go through it. Now, I invite that We've survived through millennia, really through love and collaboration and creativity. And if you look at the word evolution, love is hidden in that word. Now, so is revolution, my friends. And revolution is war and desperation. And Tony Robbins says, you know, out of difficult times, we create great people. And then great people create great times. But great times and easy times sometimes create weak people. And weak people usher back in difficult times of struggle and war and pestilence and famine. And it's a circle of life and a circle of evolution on this planet. So today I want to talk about play. And, you know, play can be friendly competition, friendly comparison, but play or competition can actually lead to comparisons, conformity, and control, and that there is only one way to make a life. And my friends, the lack of play and lack of diversity and the need to control and take over and push my way, my reality on someone else's way of living, that does never end well. And I'm sorry, but control and war never ends well. There are no winners in war. The losers and the winners all lose in war. So instead of inviting in control, comparison, forcing my way on you, can we instead use another C word, curiosity, and get back to childhood wonder and childhood play as a much better way to invite in collaboration and growth and advancement of civilization through curiosity and through play? Now, children play, and adults seem to try and beat the play out of them, right? Children have all their emotions and let them go and let them experience life fully. And somehow we try and tell them not to have all those emotions. They're not acceptable. And then the energy gets bottled up. And my friends, we need a way to release that energy. And fight, flight, freeze, or please, and on guard, and I'm about to fight you, and I'm about to go to war, and I'm living in work, and I have deadlines and struggles, and if I don't do X, Y, or Z by this deadline, oh my God, I might lose my job, and if I lose my job, I won't have money, I won't have food, I won't have shelter, and in America, I won't have healthcare. And when we're living in that survival mode, we're stuck. We're stuck in competition and comparison and a belief in lack. And when we're living in that mode, we are not fertile. We are not really good at reproducing. And that, my friends, will lead to death of the individual, because when you're living in the sympathetic nervous system, you invite in dis-ease. Because those brilliant bacteria that live in you, on you, over you, under you, they want to survive. And darn it, they're going to find a way to survive, even if it means letting you go and finding a new host. And so living in the sympathetic nervous system leads to dis-ease and chronic illness. But when we move and we release that energetic charge and we don't live in struggle and fight or flight and playing dead and sucking up by pleasing others, when we live in play and freedom and curiosity and empathy and compassion and collaboration, we know that as humans, we will be there for another human. We know we have a support tribe. We know that no one will let us starve. We know we will not get kicked out of our tribe. And if those basic needs are met, guess what? The world is our oyster, and we will build pearls and amazing advancements in civilization. We will go to the moon, my friends. We will invent computers and AI and ways to connect the entire world. So let's talk about adult play, because what is adult play? What is child's play? Play is a way to be present in the flow, in the now, in the this moment. I am alive and I am celebrating living in this body, experiencing the now, experiencing pleasure, experiencing the experience of life. Now, children do this naturally. They are curious beings. They are investigating their bodies all the time. Happy baby in yoga stance, right? They are just completely open to the world. Their whole underside of their body is exposed. They don't expect anyone to hurt them. They are investigating their toes. They're sucking on their fingers and their toes and feeling their body and celebrating in the joy and the pleasure. Feeding is, pooping is, connecting to others. They love being swaddled and cuddled and touched. And my friends, so do all humans at all ages. Pleasure can be found in eating and drinking, in connecting, bonding to other humans through all your emotions, connecting to the universe and nature and a sunrise and a sunset and the amazingness of one blade of grass, of a bee buzzing in a hummingbird drinking out of a hummingbird feeder, of knowing that I have family around to play with, that I have food and water and shelter and human connection and human touch. And children do this, and they can sit in happy baby, and they can sit in child's pose and just breathe. And they are experiencing the ecstasy and the magic and the wonder of life and all the things around them that go with life on this earth. And they, in this world, they can play until they're taught to stop playing. That play is frivolous and it's time to get serious, stop dreaming and work. And my friends, when you stop dreaming and you stop being frivolous and you stop playing and you stop being curious and compassionate and caring for others and celebrating contribution and compassion, you start dying. And, you know, we ask children, what do you want to be? What do you want to do when you grow up? And I invite you, that's the wrong question. It's how do you want to be when you're adulting? Because when you stop dreaming and stop playing and stop being curious, you have checked out of life, true experiential loving this moment right now. And you are living in struggle and the grind. And my friends, that is absolutely the setup for chronic illness and despair and depression and being controlled by the media and being controlled by conformity and being controlled by others and not shining your light, not getting curious enough with who you are as an erotic being, as a being that is here to experience your one magical life where you are in this physical body right now. And you were put here on this planet for some purpose. And unless you stay curious with this body, these emotions, these stories, this experience, this time in history, your one life may be wasted away living for others as they control you. And so it's really time for our break right now. And when we come back, I want to talk to you about how to experience your life as you are, finding your spark, and how to play at this one thing that is your life, and how to maximize play and pleasure in your body. So let us take our first break. Let us remember you are on your healing playground, where we talk about how to play yourself back to health. I am Dr. Tina Cooper-Smith, your witchy doctor, speaker coach, advocate, and change agent. I am here to speak to you through the podcast and perhaps to your organization. I am on the Inspired Choices Network because I want to inspire you and others to live your best life and your healthiest life, and we will take our first break.
Your Healing Playground is the space where science, spirit, and sensation dance together. Your host, Dr. Tina Cooper-Smith, physician, coach, healer, and play advocate, returns weekly to remind you that healing isn't just about pills and protocols. Western medicine is just one of many healing modalities. True wellness is about energy, emotion, pleasure, and play. On this show, Dr. Tina explores the playground of your body, mind, heart, and soul. From neuroscience to sensuality, from root chakra to real talk, she'll share tools, stories, and soulful strategies to shift you out of fear and back into joy. Because if you're alive and breathing, your story is still unwritten, and you deserve to write it with love. Together, you'll learn to breathe, feel, and play your way back to wellness, because you are your best healer.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is Your Healing Playground with Dr. Tina Cooper-Smith. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to info@womensreproduction.com. Now, back to our program.
Welcome back, my friends. You are listening to Your Healing Playground. I am Dr. Tina Cooper-Smith, your host. We are on the Inspired Choices Network. And let me tell you, I am Dr. Tina Cooper-Smith, but I am so much more than the gynecologist, reproductive endocrinologist. That is my one label that I've practiced for the last 35 plus years in physician speak, in physician world. And you know, that is a label of mine. And as I stopped, I played for so much of my life and had dreams and desires and wanted to manifest my best life. And somewhere along the line, with that first child and second child, third child, building a business, growing a business, going to work every day, I got caught up in the rat race of doing. And it was like, wake up on autopilot, get through the day, repeat. Wake up on autopilot, get through the day, repeat. And I loved every piece of it. I loved being a physician. I still love being a physician, talking to people, helping them heal and discover their challengers and really try and help them find their superpower and their story and changing their story to help that change their emotions, to help that change how they do life. So be, have, do, and get healthy through those changes. And along the way to get back to who I was, I had to run myself back to health to find me again. And the me included being an athlete because I'm an athlete. The me included going back to school because I'm so curious and I'm a sapiosexual and I literally get excited and have so much pleasure on learning new things and integrating all the things that I can learn in my body. My mind loves to learn. My body loves to move. I've done marathons, triathlons, I love doing yoga as well as boxing and running, biking, swimming. I am an athlete. I am a learner, a student, and a teacher, because I don't like to learn just to learn. I like to learn to gift everything away. I like to give away everything I have learned. And so I have continued down the road of learning, and I have certifications in erotic blueprint coaching, transcendental consciousness, life coaching, moving emotions, finding ways to connect to your higher purpose, your higher self, and this big universe that we have. I have functional medicine, integrative medicine, breath work. I mean, I just love it all, right? And I am an erotic blueprint shapeshifter. I not only get pleasure in all of these things, but I need to do all of these things. I need a variety in my life. I need novelty, growth. I'm also a PQ mental fitness coach. Like, I need all of this, and I need to share all of this for my body to feel pleasure. And I would love you to follow me and connect with me at Dr. Tina Plays. I'd love you to invite me into your organization to be a motivational speaker and do a workshop on how your team can grow and find purpose and connection and collaboration and learn how to go through life not as a struggle, but as a play, a movie for your higher purpose, and how to stay present in each moment. And as I continue to talk about that, I'm going to talk to a favorite topic of mine, which is sexuality. And it's funny because I think I'm realizing now adult play and sexuality go hand in hand. They are intertwined. Now, I've been a fertility doctor for years, which therefore, you know, I'm intertwined with sexuality. I literally give people homework is home play. Please go home and play. Now, why is sexuality and play so critical to health and wellness? Well, when we play, we are telling the body it's safe to play. Now, let's think of the human a little bit like an animal, right? In the best scenario, with the best sexuality, your vocal box is actually connected to the rest of your physical body. You're a wind instrument that connects. The air flows through us from our nose all the way to the end of the body. And all the nerves are connected along the way. And when we experience amazing pleasure, the voice box is likely to let out song, sound. Think of when you've had an amazing meal and you just like, that tastes so good. If you listen to a sommelier describe wine, you hear it in their voice. If you listen to a singer, their best performance in life, the pleasure they are emoting is coming through their vocal voice box. So when we are having intense play, intense pleasure, ideally we are emoting at the top of our lungs. Now, that's not the best time. Well, if a tiger is sitting at the, you know, in the bushes, and we are not safe to use our voices, it is not the best time to reproduce. And so if we are stressed because there's a tiger, right, like looking at us, we're face to face with death, not a really good time to go behind the bushes, have sex, and reproduce. And so when we have sex, when we have adult play, when we allow this body, this instrument, to experience joy and ecstasy, and I'm going to talk about so many ways to experience joy and ecstasy, which to me is, it's a euphemism, but it's not a euphemism for sexuality. When we live in this erotic world of erotic play and experience eroticism, which is love and pleasure, we are telling our entire body from the bottom of our feet to the top of our head and even 6 feet beyond that we are safe in this body to experience play and pleasure. We are safe to connect to another human or to ourselves, right? But we are safe in our body to experience being a human in a body and having intense pleasure. And when we do that, my friends, the body knows, ah, we are chill. We are at one with the universe. We can actually get together as a human body and heal because this girl is safe. She has food. She has water. She has shelter. She has downtime, rest time, repair time to heal, to play with her body. So my friends, when we allow ourselves to go inward and experience deep, intense play and pleasure, we are telling the body we are safe. We are telling the body, please heal me. There are folks who experience near-death experiences, or perhaps they're in the ICU and they're comatose. My friends, their body is literally taking them offline, out of the brain, using all that energy that the brain uses to make up story, to be scared, to be terrified, to like, oh my God, I may die. The brain is going offline. You are literally in shutdown mode. Why? So the body can do what the body does best and heal itself like a self-cleaning oven. And our stories, the structure that is story, sometimes keeps us stuck in I am alone, I am helpless, I am on this planet, and I am not safe in my body. And therefore, if I'm living in that story, my body is on guard. It is not safe to heal. And we are stepping closer and closer to death. But if we take that story and we rewrite that story and we go, I'm just going to breathe into this story and I'm going to make up the funniest story ever from all my horrible experiences, or I'm going to go offline completely through breath work and be with my body without my freaking brain because I can't dream, but I know I'm safe, so I'm going to breathe myself back into pleasure and safety. When we do that, the body gets the message, I am safe in this body. It is safe to be present to this moment right now. I can breathe myself back into pleasure. And when we're breathing, when we are literally offline with the brain, the body knows it is safe to heal. And breath work is an incredible way to get out of the brain, back in the body, for the body to do its healing. And my friends, sexuality, that is partnered play. Ideally, we are in the present moment. We are breathing together. We are safe with our partner to completely let go and be an embodied human being. And sometimes the pleasure of two humans experiencing complete safety to let go and just be present to their body can springboard them to even higher pleasure. And so when we come back from break, I'm going to talk about ways for you to experiencing play, pleasure, and eroticism in your body so you can experiment and get curious with how your body does play and pleasure. And as we take this break right before, if you're enjoying this show and the plain talk that we are going to talk about, please go and give us a 5-star review on iTunes. It would mean so much to me. Search for Your Healing Playground. I would be so grateful. It would bring me play and pleasure to know that I'm getting this information to people who need it because you have You really can heal yourself. You were given this body. This body is here for your pleasure, for you to have the best life. And some people, even with dis-ease in their body, can live like incredible life stories. And they don't stop living till the very end. Breath is life. So, my friends, go give me a review, take a breath, enjoy your body, and we're going to take our break. We are on Your Healing Playground. I am your host, Dr. Tina Cooper-Smith, on the Inspired Choices Network.
Your Healing Playground is the space where science, spirit, and sensation dance together. Your host, Dr. Tina Cooper-Smith, physician, coach, healer, and play advocate, returns weekly to remind you that healing isn't just about pills and protocols. Western medicine is just one of many healing modalities. True wellness is about energy, emotion, pleasure, and play. On this show, Dr. Tina explores the playground of your body, mind, heart, and soul. From neuroscience to sensuality, from root chakra to real talk, she'll share tools, stories, and soulful strategies to shift you out of fear and back into joy. Because if you're alive and breathing, your story is still unwritten, and you deserve to write it with love. Together, you'll learn to breathe, feel, and play your way back to wellness, because you are your best healer.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
This is Your Healing Playground with Dr. Tina Cooper-Smith. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to info@womensreproduction.com. Now, back to our program.
Welcome back, my friends. You are listening to Your Healing Playground. I am Dr. Tina Cooper-Smith. You can find me at Dr. Tina Plays. I am a physician, a coach, and really I want to get out there to speak, to motivate, to encourage people to live their best life. We are on the Inspired Choices Network, where we are here to inspire you to do bigger, better, just the most amazing, magical life you can have. So please reach out to me, find me through Dr. Tina Plays, and let's keep talking about adult play, because again, play and pleasure remind your body, number one, the gratitude of being present in this moment that you are alive. And if I am alive and breathing, I am okay. Everything else is story. And my story may be a tragedy right now, but I'm going to rewrite it later into a comedy or a romantic comedy or however I want to write it for my pleasure, right? I might write it as a tragedy because I will get pleasure in telling my story and the tragedy of, oh, and then this happened and this one. Or maybe I'll make it a horror flick. Oh my God, right? So having gratitude for being alive is when you're playing. When you're playing, there may be awe at like, oh my God, this is amazing. My life is awesome. I'm feeling awe when I'm playing. I might be having a connection and partnership, and that allows pair bonding and collaboration, which relaxes my nervous system. I recognize if I'm doing it by using my body and not just my mind, it's a reminder that I live in a body, that this avatar that I am living in right now needs me to love it unconditionally. I am moving energy when I am playing. When I am in flow, energy is moving. And it might be moving through crying or screaming or raging, but it is moving nonetheless, which again reminds me I am alive and I can potentially find pleasure in that movement. And therefore, when we play and we move energy, we relieve stuck energy. We can't solve the problems that we have with the same thinking that caused them. That was Einstein, not me, and he was quite smart. Time, my friends, time, he said, was an illusion even. And energy and matter are related. So you are energy and form. And time, my friends, is an illusion. The only time that we ever have is this moment right now. The Hopi Indians don't even have a word for past or future. They've mushed their language. They're living in the present moment all the time because guess what, my friends? That's all we actually ever have. The past. You can let the past define you, or you can let the past be stepping stones to your future. You can be stuck in the present and live every day like yesterday and never change, or you can have a dream of your future and play your way by taking action steps to be your future you. So my friends, how do you play and how do you live in this moment right now in joy, in gratitude, in amazement, in this physical body that you are living in right now in this moment? Now, everyone has a unique pleasure blueprint. There are archetypes for pleasure. So the energetic is alive by taking it slow, by connecting to something bigger than themselves, by the anticipation, the longing, the awe, the amazement. They can literally have an orgasm by breathwork, by looking at a sunrise and a sunset. The sensual delights in all five senses, and they have pleasure with smell and taste and sound and body touching and just everything about being in a body and experiencing all their five senses lights them up. The sexual is all about the genitals, naked bodies, and really connecting solo or partnered play to being in the body and moving the intense energy in the intense nerve endings that give this body pleasure. And it's all about the release, the destination, the like, let's come together and release. Let's come together and have an explosion. And then that kinky, my friends, is living in their brain. The sapiosexuals, the creatives, they are all about the imagination. And my friends, your superpower can be an imagination. To connect in the imagined world and then bring that thought into reality through using your body, your mind, your emotions, your connections. And the shapeshifter, my friends, recognizes not only can you play in all of that, but you need to play in all of that. And personally, I think evolution is trying to get everybody to be shapeshifters and everybody to connect through pleasure. Now let's move on again. Let's talk about hormones and pleasure. Sarah E. Hill, she's a brilliant PhD. She just wrote The Period Brain, and before that she wrote Your Brain on Birth Control. And she's studying female pleasure, which has not really been studied before, and female hormones. And in the first part of our cycle, we have estrogen, and estrogen makes us sexual beings. We are seeking out partners and partner play through friendship and through partnership to, you know, attract a mate, to be pretty, to adorn us. And let me tell you that adornment and nature and beauty and art is something that relaxes our nervous system, and the sensuals out there know that. And the incredible brilliance of nature and the beauty in nature is what our energetics realize. And in the first half of the cycle, we are connecting and being sexual beings and attracting others into our orbit. And it is a time to grow eggs and to find pleasure and to express your light and be just a light to others. And then, my friends, as women, we switch and we get progestational hormones, progesterone, and we need to nest a little bit. We need to go inward a little bit. We need to make sure we are safe for implantation, for the survival of the species. Can I allow my seed that I have just fertilized? Am I a safe soil to allow this new being to take hold? Am I safe to bring life into this world? And so I'm going to go inward with myself. I'm going to need more energy to feed myself. I'm going to need to reach out differently, softer perhaps, to connect in that way to ensure survival of the species. And so we go inward and we connect for pair bonding. And that pair bonding can be community building and collaborating with our female sisters and our brothers who support us, as well as perhaps a partner to be there to help us raise our young. And so do you see how we hold both the I'm going to go out there and have all this pleasure to my body for me, and simultaneously, I need to be a being that invites in pleasure for all humans, all on the planet, to support the civilization. And so the women carry sex is for our pleasure. And sexuality is also for the safety and reproduction of the species. And sexuality, my friends, has had negative connotations for years because we are risking our lives as women to be pregnant. When we become pregnant, and even just having a period every month, we can bleed to death from the period. We could bleed to death during a pregnancy. We might be left alone if we have a baby out of wedlock, if we have sex out of wedlock, we can get an STD, and that could kill us. It could ruin our fertility. It could ruin our ability to connect and reproduce, and it could kick us out of the tribe because we can't produce offspring. So sexuality has had positive and negative connotations for thousands of years. And the female of the species is so in tune to that. Have sexuality bring a baby into this universe. A baby is the nature's proof that it is safe to go on as humanity. But be careful of sexuality, as it could get you killed. It literally can get you killed. And can we as a species hold work and play? If all you do is play all day, you might not work in the fields to make food for your offspring. So do you see how we need to play and work? We need to ensure that when we are working, it feels like play and we are in flow and not struggle, so our bodies stay healthy. And we need to work always to prioritize play and human connection and awe and inspiration, and live on this planet as if it is your play and you are playing in your one very special play that is your life. And so play and pleasure is essential. And We need to do things on the planet as well to ensure that it is safe to play. And on that note, we will take a break. You are listening to Your Healing Playground. I am Dr. Tina Cooper-Smith, your change advocate. I am here to show you there are so many ways to heal on this planet in your body. And we are on the Inspired Choices Network because you should have choice to inspire yourself to live your best life. You should be allowed to dream big. So my friends, please go online and share this podcast with your friends. Share these lessons with your friends so that you can collaborate to a new and improved way to be on this planet. My friends, let's take our last break of this episode.
Your Healing Playground is the space where science, spirit, and sensation dance together. Your host, Dr. Tina Cooper-Smith, physician, coach, healer, and play advocate, returns weekly to remind you that healing isn't just about pills and protocols. Western medicine is just one of many healing modalities. True wellness is about energy, emotion, pleasure, and play. On this show, Dr. Tina explores the playground of your body, mind, heart, and soul. From neuroscience to sensuality, from root chakra to real talk, she'll share tools, stories, and soulful strategies to shift you out of fear and back into joy. Because if you're alive and breathing, your story is still unwritten, and you deserve to write it with love. Together, you'll learn to breathe, feel, and play your way back to wellness because you are your best healer. This is Your Healing Playground with Dr. Tina Cooper-Smith. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to info@womensreproduction.com. Now, back to our program.
Welcome back, my friends. Once again, you are listening to Your Healing Playground on the Inspired Choices Network. I am Dr. Tina Cooper-Smith, speaker, coach, change advocate, and I can be found at Dr. Tina Plays. Please support me, my work. Bring my lessons into your organizations through me or through you. It would fill my heart if you let me know that I'm making a difference in the world. I am bringing play, pleasure, collaboration to the world. And let's get back to adult play. So I want to tell you, number one, we have been taught that we are most closely related to the chimpanzees and the survival of the fittest story. And life is about a competition and the strongest survives. And let me tell you that your reality is a mind map. Your reality distorts and deletes things to fit the story you want to believe. But you can change those stories. And as more and more diverse voices and diverse sexes get into the science space, we are doing just that. Conformity is not nature's default. Diversity is nature's default. And we are actually more closely related to the bonobos monkeys than the chimpanzees genetically. And so, my friends, the bonobos monkeys are actually a collaborative species. They are what they call a matriarchal species, which means the feminine of the species is like the wise old women are the leaders in that civilization. And they solve problems not through war and competition, but through touch, collaboration, sexuality, and play. And we are most related to that. Imagine if we had words to communicate better with another human. I'm feeling angry at you and I don't know how to deal with the rage in my body. And so I'm going to just explode and hurt you. Well, that, my friends, leads to abuse And that leads to a cycle of abuse, and it often gets passed down through generations, and it perpetuates power, control, war, competition. What if instead we had, my friends, I am having all this energy built up in my body and I don't know what to do with it, but I need to release it. And we got curious with it and we started to learn how to play with all our emotions, feel them and discharge them in a healthy way. And guess what? That's what playing with your emotions can do. Can you dance through your emotions? Can you go to a rage room or an axe throwing room and hurt, you know, discharge your emotions? Can you breathe through your emotions? Can you learn to get curious with the other partner and realize they are not making you angry? They are triggering something in you, something from childhood, and your body is feeling anger. And you need to figure out how to safely discharge this energy so you don't do something you'll regret, so you don't hurt someone you love, and so you can deal with the struggle of being human in a human body and have emotions like anger and rage and depression and disillusionment and all that. And when we learn from people who have perfected sexuality, let me tell you, learning to use your words and connect through words and express what you're feeling, learning to say, I'm allowed to say no to you, I'm saying yes to myself and have boundaries, learning to express your desires and realizing what I desire may not be what you desire, and how to compromise and discuss rationally how we're going to do life, giving meaning to my needs and understanding my why, how I want to do life may be different than how you want to do life. And yes, and can we agree to disagree? That, my friends, is what good communication in the bedroom is like. Imagine if we took that communication out of the bedroom and into the boardroom. Imagine if we took that out of the boardroom and into the family dynamic. Imagine if you learned it in school. Imagine if you learned it on the playground. Imagine if you learned it when you went to a play and you watched people role model for you how to communicate. And let me tell you, breath work and sexuality can be done soloed or partnered. All sexuality can be done soloed or partnered. And when you learn to have safety in your body, and when you learn to move the energy in your body, you learn how to have pleasure in your body, how to move from pain to pleasure, how to be adaptable in whatever situation you're in, so that when there are tornadoes and storms and the world is falling apart, you can stay centered and find pleasure in just being alive again and get back to that calmness to save your life and to save civilization. And my friends, as a fertility doctor, we need to bring safety, sexuality, partnership, love, play, and pleasure back into reproducing, for the children's sake, for humanity's sake, or we will lose the ability to reproduce through pleasure. We will not be allowed to experience pleasure. We will be farmed by AI and reproduced for energy. And my friends, I want to sit around the campfire at night in the red light, experiencing the wonder of the universe and the pleasure of my body. And I want my children and my grandchildren and their grandchildren to experience the same. So celebrate, play, find out how you play. Connect with me to learn more about how best to play in your body, in this moment, right now, because all you have is this moment right now. Breathe into it, my friends. Feel the pleasure and joy in being alive right now. And stand up for play.
If you felt something move today, a molecule, a mindset, or your mood, that's healing. Your body listens to your stories, your thoughts, your breath. So speak to yourself with kindness, play with curiosity, and let your nervous system know it's safe to rest. Dr. Tina returns Monday at 11 a.m. Eastern, 10 Central, 9 Mountain, 8 Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Remember, pleasure is a practice and play is your medicine.